AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris picked up an endorsement from culinary workers as she touted that news during a campaign event in Las Vegas and promised to eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers in the city. Former President Trump said she stole his proposal. ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says this race has flipped.
The New York Times survey of three key battleground states shows Harris with a lead of about 4%. If you looked just 3 weeks ago, you would have seen the reverse. You would have seen Donald Trump with the lead in all of those states.
New ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas are scheduled for Thursday, despite the attack on a school-turned shelter in Gaza that killed at least 85 people on Saturday. American gymnast Jordan Chiles ordered to return her floor exercise bronze medal after the Court of Arbitration for Sport voided her coach's appeal that led to a scoring change. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Kamala Harris's rapid rise is raising new questions about how future presidential campaigns might be run. Mike Mohn reports.
Analysts say Harris was able to quickly garner party support after President Joe Biden opted not to accept the Democratic nomination. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz says in the past half century, these campaigns have typically unfolded after the midterms. But he wonders if a new mindset will take over.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
Schultz says another domino that would need to fall is getting the states aligned with their presidential primaries and having most of them held in late spring and early summer. In its polling from 2016, 2020, and this year, the Pew Research Center says a majority of respondents felt election coverage fatigue in the latter stages of the presidential race. Schultz suggests shorter presidential campaigns could also open the door to renewed interest in the party conventions.
We have forgotten about the fact that for so much of American history, we didn't know the presidential nominee until the convention.
And while shorter campaign cycles might resonate with voters, some experts say it will be hard to overhaul the marathon approach to seeking the White House because of the money needed to carry out a successful bid. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win a pitcher's duel. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Reds went 8 scoreless innings in a duel between Milwaukee's Tobias Myers against the Reds' right-hander Nick Martinez. Then, bottom of the 8th, 2 outs, Brewer Rhys Hoskins on an 0-1 count on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins, left field, backflip, goodbye! Brewers grab the lead! Rhys Hoskins!
That was it. Devin Williams struck out 3 up, 3 down in the 9th, and the Brewers beat the Reds 1-0. Milwaukee has now beat the Reds in 9 consecutive series. NFL, Packers with a nice 23-10 win over the Browns in Cleveland. Third play of the game, Jordan Love hit Dontavian Wicks on a 65-yard touchdown. Did Love need any more snaps?
No, I liked it. I mean, that was the goal we wanted, was to go out there, get our series, and put up points.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine and just a few high clouds across the area today. Light west to northwest winds with highs reaching the upper 70s. Tonight, scattered clouds, mid-50s for lows. Our winds turning light. Mix of clouds and sunshine Monday, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer. making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Sachin Chetta about the state of education in Wisconsin and what giving the legislature even more power could do. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. In Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. From the norm, just along.
Music of the Stars with Lou Regani.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. Swear I was falling. That's almost like being in of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. Swear I was falling. Why, it's almost like being in love.
Welcome back, everybody. Nat Cole, Nelson Riddle in the orchestra, Rondell High Noon right here in the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN, Racine, where local news, timeless hits rule the day and night for 97 years. The shank of summer, with all those fields high with corn. Say, there's got to be a song there somewhere. country. See all those high-sailing hawks. Summertime, the best of what might be. And what already is, actually. The music of the stars. Indeed. Great picture. Elmer Bernstein, Johnny Mercer. The music of the stars.
figures in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance. So away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night. Do-dee-doo-bee-doo. Do-do-do-dee-da-da-da-da.
Frank almost missed that key change, didn't he? Kind of a wobbly key change there halfway through. That doobie-doo stuff was all ad-lib. The music of the stars. I'm going to be doing is playing a little bit of Billy Goldenberg's music from a Broadway musical that was a huge flop, and I can't understand that. The picture was not the picture, the Broadway play was Ballroom. It was based on a television program. It starred Charles Durning as a postman who goes to a ballroom because he likes to dance, and he meets a lady there who was recently widowed, and they become good friends, and they go every week to this kind of a rundown but active ballroom. And on television, it was the Queen of the Stardust Ballroom. You may not have heard of Billy Goldenberg. The music for Steven Spielberg's first feature film, Duel. Yeah, there was music in there. And one of these days, maybe next month, but soon, I'm going to be doing that play right here on the radio with Billy's music. There's some songs in there I wanted you to hear. His lady friend finds out that the postman is actually married, but she's beginning to fall for the guy. She wonders what to do next. She comes up with the idea that maybe, although she can't have him full time, maybe 50% isn't all that bad. Sylvia Sims.
I don't iron his shirts. I don't sew on his buttons. I don't know all the jokes he tells, all the songs he hums. Though I may hold him all through the night, he may not be here when the morning comes. I don't pick out his ties or expect his tomorrows, but I feel when he's in my arms, he's where he wants to be. We have no memories, bittersweet with time, and I doubt if he'll spend New Year's Eve with me. I don't share his name, I don't wear his ring, there's no piece of paper saying that he's mine. But he says he loves me, and I believe it's true. Doesn't that make someone belong to you? So I don't share his name, so I don't wear his ring, so there's no piece of paper saying that he's mine. So we don't have the memories. I have enough memories. I've washed enough mornings, I've dried enough evenings, I've had enough birthdays to know what I want. Life is anyone's guess. It's a constant surprise. Though you don't plan to fall in love, when you fall, you fall. I'd rather have 50% of him, or any percent of him, than all of anybody else at all. I'd rather have 50% of him, or any percent of him, than all of anybody else at all.
Some dancer.
I
haven't danced in years and years.
When you were dancing tonight, you think you danced every day of your life.
That's because you're such a good leader.
Think you'll be coming back to the Stardust?
I don't know. I'm not used to going out nights.
Sure hope you do. Not too many women can follow me the way you can.
I really had a very nice time. Could happen to me.
Hey, you never know.
You must have to get up very early.
I don't require much sleep.
I really had a very nice time.
Pleasure was all mine, believe me. Hey, you have a cold?
No, I'm fine. Well, I'm home.
Hey, Bea, would you like to give me your phone number?
What for?
Well, I thought maybe I'd have to call you up sometime, you know, take you out to a movie or Stardust or something.
I'm not a swinger.
We're friends, Bea. All I'm talking about is friendship.
I'm in the book under Maurice Asher.
Maurice Asher? Fine.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Darning and Maureen Stapleton from Queen of the Stardust Ballroom. Here's Fred Astaire. George Burns had a big hit with this in the country album.
Dance in the old-fashioned way. Won't you stay in my arms? Just melt against my skin and let me feel your heart. Don't let the music win by dancing far apart. Come close where you belong. Let's hear secret song. Oh, dance in the old-fashioned way. Won't you stay in my arms? and we'll discover highs we never knew before. If we just close our eyes and dance around the floor, that gay old-fashioned way that makes me love you more. Discover highs we never knew before. If we just close our eyes and dance around the floor, that gay old-fashioned way that makes me love.
And enjoy Music of the Stars with Lou Regani.
Charles Aznavour wrote that. Or George Burns.
Like a lover, the morning sun slowly rises and kisses you away. Your smile is soft and drowsy as you let it play upon your face. Oh, how I dream I might be like the morning sun to you. Like a lover, the river wind sighs and ripples its fingers through your hair. Upon your cheek it lingers, never having known a sweeter place. Oh, how I dream I might be like the river wind to you. How I envy a cup that knows your lips. Let it be me, my love, and a table that feels your fingertips. Let it be me, let me be your love. Bring an end to the endless days and nights without you. Like a lover, the velvet moon shares your pillow and watches while you sleep. Its light arrives on tiptoe,
gently taking you in its embrace. Oh, how I dream I might be like the velvet moon to you.
Sylvia Sims. Matt Cole.
Blue Gardenia. Now I'm alone with you. And I am also blue. She has tossed us aside. Once I was near her heart, after the teardrops start, where are teardrops to hide? I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories. Tell. Love bloomed like a flower, then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, in my book of memories.
Bob Russell did the lyrics on that with Lester Lee. The music of the stars, Nat King Cole from A Picture of 1952 of the same title. The Music of the Stars. Oscar winner, 1952.
We'll be right back.
music of Victor Young for The Greatest Show on Earth. I saw that in Racine at the old Douglas Theater. The Douglas was being picketed by the Projectionist Union back then, but they had the family run it anyway. It was right near the end of its life. Victor Young died, and they had the funeral at the Hollywood Cemetery, right between a couple of movie studios, Paramount and RKO on Gower Street. A lot of people couldn't get into the chapel. People stood on the grass. They had speakers set up. You could hear the warning buzzers. Quiet during takes. There was a red-haired woman sitting on the outskirts of the crowd. One of the cemetery attendants at Hollywood Cemetery saw that she was crying all the way throughout. The music of Victor Young passed on in 1956. Finally got his Oscar after the funeral of one of Hollywood's busiest and most beloved. Can't figure that out. What took so long? Was that a sympathy thing? I think those things happen. We don't know, because that's kind of a closed secret, as you know, with the give me the envelope, please.
Hey, listen.
Yeah?
Would you do me a favor, Ed?
What is it?
Now, I've never asked really a favor, but you know, Ella Fitzgerald, I know her. She's like family, you know, but I have never sung with her.
You never have sung with Ella Fitzgerald?
No, I could you fix it so I could sing a song with her?
Right away.
Could you do that?
Right away, I'll take
you. You're
it
truly
right
a great and glorious man. Hello, Miss First Lady. Can I tell you what, you sing and I'll let me watch it.
If I'll the want water's you to nice, sing I'll with me. In. All right. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice.
It's like paradise. This is where I've always wanted to be. Why, Ella, you've made my life so glamorous. I hope you'll excuse me if I get amorous.
I like it, I like it.
It's wonderful, marvelous.
Oh, yes, get away from that.
Hey, why don't we scat one? You do 8 bars and I'll do 8.
All right, you got it.
Me first. Scat do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do.
youngsters here, and when these youngsters grow up, and the people at home can say that they saw the two of you together, heard the two of you together, and are going to tag it off by saying, you're wonderful.
Oh, listen to us sing.
That's it. Well, I listen, I learn. Oh. Let's have a wonderful afternoon.
Of the stars. Ed Sullivan, not the easiest guy to get along with, but boy, did he make those Sunday nights. Remember the name of the program when it began? Trivia contest. Think. Go ahead, ask around. Victor Young of Chicago. This week, 124 years ago. His dad sang with the Chicago Opera Company. He was a tenor. Victor was 10. And his sister, Helen, went to Poland. They were raised by the grandparents. And that's where he learned his musical roots, in Warsaw. Studied at the conservatory. Became a concert violinist with the Warsaw Philharmonic. And some guy who admired him, I don't have his name, but he was wealthy and he gave him a 1730 Guarnerius violin, which he brought back to America. Worked all over Chicago, picked up work of all kinds. He toured the country and the city, concert violinist. Got a job in radio on one of the Chicago stations. Then he went to New York, settled in L.A. Broadcast all the time. KFI Los Angeles. He wrote for Don Ameche of Kenosha, Al Jolson. He took over as concertmaster in a movie theater in L.A. Then he came back to Chicago. Hollywood became his permanent home. People ask me, why did I want to be a movie composer? I never could answer. So why would any trained musician let him in for a career that you have to be as patient as a martyr? But he wrote 350 some Hollywood film scores. But then he told you the truth. That's the medium that offers all the excitement and challenge and demand. Every movie's different. Victor Young, I'm a big admirer. Of horror movies. The Uninvited for Ray Milland, Ruth Hussey. The Curse of the Cat People for RKO. The Lodger with Laird Krigar. House of Frankenstein. lot of it was ghostwritten. The Uninvited. Great picture. Victor Young's chords. Stand by, the music of the stars. WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Don Rosen, every weekday morning from 6 on.
Class by himself. He's going to be starring this Wednesday night at 8:30 here on NBC in a pilot film called Whore Devil. Sammy Davis, Jr. That's a nice outfit.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. My wife and I today, I said, the last time I was on the show, I wore the tuxedo. And I said, I think I'll just wear some gear tonight for John. So she picked this out for me.
That's crazy. You know, every time I introduce you, I do it sincerely. You know, I don't know if you ever hear the introduction or not, but have you ever been to some place where somebody's given you such an overblown introduction or blown the whole thing that you come out and you don't know how to follow it, or the whole thing is a follow-up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I think that in trying to be very nice, they say a lot of things that no human being alive could live up to. You know, and I know what the cat's trying to say, but you keep saying, just say, end up Sammy or whatever it is, you know, because nobody can live up to all that. And certainly, you know, it's very nice. I'm not going to lie. It's very nice when someone says, ladies and gentlemen, here's the greatest entertainer. There is no greatest, man. I'm here. I'm trying to do my thing, and that's all. They know greatest nothing, because there's a cat working in Cleveland in a garage that can cut us all.
Right now, he'll
right
show
up. Right this minute. If he just wanted to be in show business, he'd outdo everything. Now, what about the Bogart thing?
What about that, Sammy?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Because, first of all,
we almost cleaned it out one night with you and Shecky Green and I.
Now,
we all were doing
all,
it one night.
I got to tell you something that I'm a little upset with, and that is the fact that George Burns did Bojangles.
Right.
The ladies danced.
Right.
And prior to all of that, he says, Bogart, where does it say any place in a trade paper that Johnny Carson does Bogart? Now, I want to see you do it.
Well, we did that night.
No. I don't mean with Shecky and I here. Please do Bogart for me. Please.
Okay, one small performer not to be coming back here.
No, I really, because I think...
I can't go into it like you do.
Yeah,
I have to mentally get psyched up. I'm a method type.
Strawberries, you can do that anytime.
You come out, you go right into it. But I have to, you know, I have to get it in here.
How long will it take you to think about it?
About a month.
No, because to me, see, when you do it, particularly like a Bogart, that's so groovy and so close to your tonal quality. You should be able to do it just like that. And if you think about it, then you're going to blow it. See, if you give too much concentration.
Just give the strawberries line.
Just give me the strawberries line.
Come on, come to it, yeah.
Okay.
You see what happens? It just doesn't come. You're laughing, you see, and I can't do it because I get embarrassed.
Well, see, the only thing that I don't understand about it is that if you're going to really do Bogart, you suddenly get the attitude entirely changes, and the whole situation.
The whole thing is kind of done right line, you know.
No, you're right. You think about it a while.
Bogey did sing one tune. I've got it here. Not very well. Who cares? The music of the stars. Stand by for news from the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is the music of the stars. Here's Bogey.
You know, Bing, show business is funny. When I was a guest on your program before, I thought it was going to be just another radio guest shot. But I sang, and suddenly it hit me. Singing is my racket. It opened up an entire new field for me.
I understand you're not bad out in the field, is it? You know, I think it's hardly fair to your public or to your admirers to just stand here and talk about your singing. I think it'd be very nice if you're serious about it, just sing a number for the folks. Sing it right now.
Well, I'd be very happy to.
Bing, how could you?
Well, I'm getting tired. I want to get off my feet for a minute.
What'll I sing, baby? Tulips and Heather, that song Perry Como does so well?
Why don't you sing that corny little sea chanty that you know so well?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, for my first selection, I will sing The Bold Fisherman, a bright yet compelling song of the sea. Fisherman set sail from off Billingsgate to catch the bold piggy and the gay mackerel. But when he got off Pimlico, the winds did begin to blow, and the little boat wibble wobble so that overboard went he, singing winky deedle down. That's a highly interesting song that he sung. Twinky-deedle-dum, twinky-deedle-dee. Bold fisherman.
Twinky-deedle-dum, twinky-deedle-dee.
Was a highly interesting song that he sung.
For news and weather from CBS, the music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. Welcome aboard. 3 more hours.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.